During the Civil War, many people suffered from starvation, and these kinds of luxuries were hard to find. But her customers were happy to splurge on a good time. And this is how Marianne made the big bucks.
The sale of the things surrounding the sale of sex are also what contributes to the financial success of the house, which actually is now become a pretty standard operating practice of a lot of brothels and strip clubs, for that matter. But Marianne Hall was one of the first to employ this very innovative business practice. Marianne Hall was a very astute businesswoman, and she amassed quite a fortune during her lifetime. What she made or what she amassed would be today worth upwards in, you know, the millions.
Marianne Hall raked in the money at a time when seamstresses earned $1 a week and women didn't even have the right to vote.
She was a woman running a business, and that was incredible for her to be able to achieve that kind of notoriety and reputation and wealth. In the midst of the Civil War, Marianne Hall's brothel was like this oasis that people could come into and celebrate the great, fine, beautiful things of life.
It was visited by anybody who was anybody coming through D.C.
She did serve this great service in a moment when I think a lot of people really, really, really needed it.
And the legions of soldiers never forgot the solace that her brothel brought them during the bloodiest war on U.S. soil.